I'll move that, but I do have a question. Is it possible, or is it too, to find out what departments they were in? I see under the second, the disability, that who the employer was, but which departments? It's just be, if it's not appropriate, fine, but I was just
I know we can add the employer on there. Kurt, can we add the department too?
Like on all of them.
We'll look into it.
Sort of helps define what they've selected as their retirement and what group they're in. And actually, I did have a question on the disability retirement applications. One of the people that you want to issue subpoenas for is a beneficiary. So I was curious how a beneficiary...
These are deaths.
Yeah.
There aren't any subpoena requests at this, on
deaths.
This one.
Those are people who died.
That's the deaths. That's deaths.
None. Yeah. And then deaths.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
That explains why they're not responding, though.
Yeah. I didn't even see the none. Thank you.
That's not nice.
But Karen, we can look at adding the department or the...
That was the other Jerry.
Deborah?
Didn't we have some previous discussion recently about adding some other information onto this?
That's a discussion item.
Yeah, I know.
I do want to make it known to everybody, though, that I heard that comment. I was gone, but of course they updated me. Anybody that, any retirement benefit that is caught by our new policy is not going to be on this list at this point. So there's nobody on this list that was caught by that filter.
Yeah, because there's an item coming later in the agenda about that.
All right, could you expand what that means?
There was a
They're not on the agenda?
There was a discussion at the last meeting a number of discussions on how to flag any unusual retirement benefit amounts, whether it be over a certain percentage of pay, of regular pay, or whether that was the main discussion, a percentage cutoff, and that's a discussion that we'll have going forward.
Okay, this list to me represents people who have been certified, got their pensions, and so their name doesn't appear, so we're not giving a pension. Is that what we're saying? We have a later date?
No.
Or are we going to give a lower pension and let them
discuss what their pension should be? It goes to the hazmat guy.
Right. I understand that.
So what we found out at our last meeting was that the board has the authority to review anything, any pension, and what the conversation, as I recall, because John brought it up and I was one of the people that was concerned, was we have great staff and they go through, and if they meet all the criteria, they're fine. But we're not getting that information till after the fact. And on some of these, we want to see all that information before the fact.
Okay. I was here and participated in the whole discussion, and I don't remember the part about how name doesn't appear on this list. I don't remember if we actually codified that with a motion, what you're saying, but that's certainly the way we were drifting. But I'm looking at, I was just informed that names aren't on this list, so I'm just... At what time do they appear on a list?
The only name that is not on this list is one retiree who was stopped by the filter that was with our new policy to determine the spiking, the enhancements used. That one is not on this list. Everybody else is. These folks are already retired. That process has not changed yet.
And that person is on later in the agenda.
Yes.
So if they're not on the list, I get that they'll be on the agenda later for discussion.
Is that the rule? I'm cool with that, but I didn't hear that as part of the rule at all. Yeah. I mean, and so
I just wanted to be able to discuss it. So that's what staff's doing, is allowing us the opportunity to discuss it.
Okay, maybe we'll put this policy in writing or something.
Oh, are we going to take this up on item 9?
Yes.
Is this where it comes up?
Yes. Do you want to put this later on?
Well, I just want to make, because I have... I mean, I'm seeing some of Rich's concerns, and I just wonder if we're going to have a full discussion on item 9, then we can take it then, I guess. But, I mean, I have the same kinds of questions, and I'm wondering how
I was thinking
going to count that. And what
nine. Item 9 was about the individual, mm-hmm. and I'm actually asking about process. because there'll probably be more than one individual.
I think his general question was the names in this section, in what status are these retirement applications? That was one of Richard's questions. Right. So I think that's been answered. These have passed through the filter.
These people are retired.
These people are retired. They may not have received a check yet.
Right.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye. We don't have a motion yet.
The motion to accept routine items.
Had a lot of aye votes, though. That was cool.
Yeah.
I move to accept it.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We're going to go into closed session because at least one of the issues in closed session